can I just say,
Kothi Sharisha, what's happening?
Hello.
You look so tired, Simon.
It's Kothi.
Drawn, haggard, poor pet.
Talk to the hand, Jennifer Coolidge McNeil.
Ha! Sorry?
Because his face is saying it's been a long 10 years since the election.
Sorry, now, how is Pascal still here? Surely we have some new faces. No offence, Jennifer.
Well, if I look somewhat surprised...
All the time.
It's because of this children's hospital mess I've inherited.
Yes, yes, Stephen Donnelly really was a disaster.
From whoever signed off on the botched contract.
that was 2017. I was still a child at the time. Like, I'm in no way held responsible for it.
You proved it twice, in fact, Minister.
Whoa. It's Kothish. Parity of esteem.
You're sounding like a very naughty esteem major.
And anyway, what were you doing at the time?
Well, I was still trying out a variety of accents, if you must know.
No, I'll tell you what you were doing. You were a spad to Owen Murphy during the broken age of housing disasters, with the emphasis on bro.
That was actually his slogan in office. Bros before homes.
You only got on the ballot paper last minute because of Maria Bailey's swing.
Excuse me?
I became a junior minister only because everyone in my party retired.
Except for me.
I presume your next barb is that I only made cabinet because I'm a woman?
No, I've never mentioned Barbie. I never said it. No, debt walk is dead. You can say whatever you want.
Thank you. Yes.
Who are you again?
Patrick O'Donovan.
Oh, right.
How on earth is he a cabinet minister?
Watch it. Because he has that look that suggests he's got dirt on every one of us. Don't tempt him. He can smell leaks. Oh. Not that I've ever leaked. On purpose. Terms and conditions apply.
Fortunately for all of ye, I have my sights set on the Arts Council at the minute.
Oh, please. 7 million has nothing on the Children's Hospital. We've added 100 million more just this week and nobody cares.
Well, that's actually really raising eyebrows.
Except her own. They're maxed out.
That's true.
She's the bike shed is starting to look like good value.
But let me be really, really transparent and clear.
You look translucent as it is. Are you sure we can't put you on a multivitamin tonic?
My party will be a check on Fianna Fáil's crazy horse policies. I mean, Micheál is really going too far.
But not far enough on defence spending, in my view.
Defence spending? Why? Nobody's coming for Ireland.
Unless the Russians are eager to get their hands on a badly run health, housing, education and arts granting service with a huge printer.
Double the military budget to 2.6 billion, I say.
Oh, God. We're going to have to end up giving contracts to PwC or Deloitte to form a private army, aren't we?
You already have an expensive war zone to manage, Jenny.
Sorry?
That hole in the ground where it looks like a missile hit but will one day be a hospital.
When the children are old enough for hip replacements, like.
Exactly. Stick to your brief, White Lotus lady. Even though you have no qualifications for your job. Zero.
Well, that's the thing you pioneered, Minister.
It's Kothish. And I'm pretending I didn't hear the rest of that.
Oh, diddums.
Anyway, meeting's over. Good day, everyone. Dismissed. Fall out.
Right.
Ten hot. Nobody's obeying my orders. Fine. I leave. Ugh, pesky subordinates.
They're going to see peace like they've never seen before. Thank you, Vlad. Great talk. Thank you for accepting the reverse charges. Elon will go crazy if he sees the bill. Gotta go. Bye.
I'm like totally exhausted. Another day spent increasing efficiency?
Same, Elon. Putin said nice things about me, but Zelensky didn't, so I'm canceling our subscription with Ukraine. Billions?
Right.
Save, you wouldn't believe.
It's our business model. Shut down woke Ukraine, fire everyone, and install our own people, namely Russians.
The peacemaker, that's what they call me. It's a cause very close to my heart, literally. My doctor looked at my heart, he said, Mr. President, you could really use a peacemaker. Can you believe it?
Also, we don't need Ukraine. We got Germany now, who are about to vote neo-Nazis into second place.
Wow.
Anyway, Americans don't even know where Kyiv is. Might as well be on the moon.
Is that what they're saying? Well, I can't condone launching any more U.S. tax dollars into space like that.
Unless it's in a rocket with SpaceX written on the side.
That's right. The Arnold Palmer thrusting into deep space.
And I think I need a contract for rocket defense technology, too, because there's an asteroid heading towards us.
Well, I blame DEI. I knew it was them when I heard a foreign object was entering our atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Biden-Harris kept letting them all in. Crazy.
Well, we've fired everyone from the Biden administration, even his two rescue Alsatian dogs.
What did you do with them?
Handed them over to RFK Jr.
Wow.
They're going to need to be rescued again.
You know, you're doing such a great job. What is it again you do?
Canceling humanitarian aid, shutting websites to prevent fact-checking my ex-posts, and cutting jobs.
No one's ever seen numbers like these, replacing thousands of unelected faceless bureaucrats with just one, you.
Plus all my lost boys with questionable security clearance.
Love those guys.
I've given them all beds in a federal building. There's even a bed for me.
You see, now that we're free of the LGBT DEI disaster, this is the America I dreamt of. Oh. You and all the young men sleeping together with no oversight.
I'm proud of them.
And I don't care who they are. Once they're doing cuts, they're my proud boys.
Oh, this is the biggest bunch of cuts this country's ever seen.
You know, the Trump haters hate they were working so well together, Elon. They're trying to drive us apart. They say, like, you're the president. Bunch of fake news.
I'm just tech support, you know. And I tell people they're fired.
Yeah, that used to be my thing. Wait a second.
Oh, did they tell you I'm having a bed moved in here as well? Uh-huh.
Into the Oval Office?
I need to be closer to the seat of power.
Yeah, but I brought this seat from home and I won't be sharing. It's an unbelievable seat. I should know I paid for it.
I think you'll find I paid for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, look at that. An email just came in. RFK's having a barbecue.
Oh, no thanks.
All right, grab a seat. Louise, get around to start for the adults and bacon fries for yourself.
Yes, boss. Back in a liffy jiffy.
Why are we meeting in a pub?
Well, the election campaign reminded me that I'm closer to voters when surrounded by dank carpet and illegally streamed soccer on the telly.
Right.
I never seen you as happy as when you were pulling paints, Ma Lou, hey.
Call me Bet Lynch, Matt.
Right.
Plus, you can engage directly with the punters, like this lad with the Guinness. How are you, head?
Split the G, not the nation. You knew it in Ireland.
Hey.
Oh, that's good. Pop it on a fridge magnet and we'll flog it for a tenner in the shinner shop.
Here's your points, ladies and gents.
Cheers!
Oh yeah, give me the bacon fries there. Let's just say it's a Mary Lou tariff.
Get a slot in the diary so we can explain what tariff means to the boss, right?
Speaking of fiscal stuff, let's get down to brass tacks.
Not the same tax, but go on.
We've had a rough few months.
Aye, we were as dead as a session of Amanda.
God galore.
Until the regional technical group fiasco.
Aye.
Who knew a pernickety argument about parliamentary procedures, standing order 172 or whatever, would put a fire under us?
And pull the rug from under the Taoiseach, hey.
Oh, there's Mary Lou. I'm well 2 hour on session, huh?
How dare you? I am not a liar. What? Withdraw that remark. Well, apologise.
Gormil Morgan, that's okay. Not every Irish expression means what me all said, boss.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, anyway, it's been great for my inflated sense of victimhood, but I wonder if all this Mary Lou versus Micheál Blarney is getting a bit Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni.
Team Blake.
Well, Baldoni for me.
Let me correct the record. Yup, Justin.
What we need are new ways to hit out at Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, banging that housing drum is getting old. I mean, we've got the press office feeding the media more stories than Louis Walsh did when he was managing Boyzone.
Team Ronan?
Mikey looks more like one of us.
Ah, feck.
Yeah, so housing is dead, like woke.
And if woke is dead, then let's just go full Trumpian populist. Why not?
We could launch our own Doge.
Aye, and call it Dodge, the Department of Disgraceful Government Excess.
Oh, oh, that's good. Also an executive order to rename the English market the Irish market.
Hang on, how can we be Trumpian if we have to go to Washington and mingle in his empire for donations?
Oh. Good point. Hmm. What would Trump do?
Well, he'd pull out, wouldn't he? Like he's done with the Paris climate thing, the WHO, and not enough of his ex-wives.
Well, that's it. We're cancelling the trip on a point of populism.
It's peak populism. It'll make no difference to Gaza, and the Yanks won't even notice. But the key thing...
Micheál will go mental.
Exactement.
Turn the screw in and make his meeting with Trump unwinnable, hey?
Damn, we're good.
And I have our next election slogan.
Aye.
Government wastage... It ends with us.
Genius. What? Team Baldoni.
Yes, Louise. Get yourself a glass of cordial. My treat.
Thanks so much.
Actually, I forgot my card. Can you get it? I'll revolute you later. Thanks.
Oh, dear.
See, you can get so much more business done in the boozer. Am I right?
Well,
am I right?
Aye.
I think I'm right.
Alright, Fáil Séarach, coming up, Kevin Dundon's in the kitchen with his Dancing with the Stars inspired Eat and Miss.
First, Frances Brennan is here to discuss the Boyzone documentary, which has everyone talking.
Well, a month ago.
Love me for a reason, huh, Frances?
Oh, sure I wouldn't need a reason, Dahi. You're always very well turned out.
Go on.
It's a fascinating glimpse behind the scenes, this series.
Well, it's a bit too Tolkien-y for my taste. All those tattoos. I don't know which band they split off into after Boyzone. The Bloods or the Crips?
Now, fame really took its toll on them. They started out looking like escorts on day one at the Rosa Tralee, and then they end up looking like poor Mikey, the Crater.
Oh, he has that very lived-in, pre-loved look, really, doesn't he?
I think they still look very well. Shane is a picture of good health.
Is he the one who looks like he wants to be in a Mexican cartel, or...
Well, that's a
our producer's day ruined. Ronan Keating doesn't exactly come out of it smelling of roses, does he?
Unlike the Francis Brennan Spring Summer Flower Scented Candle Collection, exclusive now in...
Study, we're more of a gala demographic here.
What did you think of Ronan, Francis?
Oh, well, I found him very controlling, very full of himself and very ambitious. I was impressed by him, to be honest. Good front of house material, as long as he kept the shirt sleeves rolled down, you know.
God, didn't Louis Walsh come across very badly?
Oh, Louis! The lighting made him look like an early draft of Podge or Rog, turned inside out.
He's really been seen as the villain.
I know, and if it wasn't for Louis, those lads, the best they could hope for was doing split shifts in the still room for the rest of their lives.
That's washing the dishes in a restaurant to you and me, though, he.
All right.
Justice for Louis! I love an impresario.
Christ, you know, I think that's the aftershave I got for the Christmas.
What?
Impresario. No matter how much I put on, the wife can still detect the snaky Supermax off me.
Oh. I see Samantha Mumba's been strongly defending Louis.
Oh, well, that's him finished, so.
Oh, I'll be taken off air.
Now, so who else is going to get the sensationalised documentary series treatment, do you think?
Well, this is a very sad time for those of us of faith.
Sorry?
The Pope isn't well.
And we have terrible fears, Doyle.
Oh, yeah, that the Pope might actually...
That Mary McAleese would just take over the whole series with her yapping. Oh, myself and Brian Darcy wouldn't get a look in.
Oh, my advice.
Now, have I time to plug my sheets that are going on sale? Ah, no, not the music.
Sinead.
Ah, I mean, play it off like it's the Oscars.
Come on. Oh.
Tis great altogether being in terms of the teacher.
Grubby deals with Lowry.
Sure, if there's one man who knows how to solve the housing crisis,
what?
Tis a man who got an extension the size of Newgrange built onto his house for half nothing.
Flying kites about tax breaks for builders again.
And I'll be at the Galway races myself soon, drinking pints and putting on a gut.
Talking up military spending.
Well, we really do need peacekeeping troops on the ground.
Yeah, in Dublin city centre.
Ah, stop. And look, I'm half messing, lads. I won't be doing pints with builders. I'm still a no-sugar warm tin of 7-Up with the fizz gone out of them sort of leader.
Yeah, well then why do you look like such an angry walnut in the doll these days?
Yeah.
Because I'm losing the run of myself, Jack. It's back in fashion. Sure, look at America. Tis run by something that resembles the Fianna Fáil cabinet in the 1980s. Full of cranks, disgraced dynasties, at least one drunk.
And who is Elon Musk in this analogy of the 1980s?
Good point, you Miriam.
It is a bit much. I mean, Trump appointing Musk would be like Charlie Haughey putting Ben Dunn in charge of foreign affairs and the tops of the town, like.
Genuinely.
Well, I'm delirious with myself. I'm out of housing and I don't even have a cobbler's what job I have now.
Transport in terms of. Your job is to write checks for Michael Lowry's roads.
Wow, I just googled myself. Minister for Transport and Minister for the Environment. The number of Darrens has doubled.
Fortunes. And meanwhile, I'm second fiddle to Pascal. He won't even let me play with his Ewok bobbleheads.
But of all the lackeys who are in portfolios that I'm secretly in charge of.
Charge of?
You are the most senior of the lackeys.
What?
The puppets.
So if I'm now the minister for keeping the streets safe from crime and barristers safe from reform, who got housing?
James Brown.
Oh. But don't worry, we won't need to hear from him in terms of...
Thank you, Taoiseach. I am actually here and
I'll
willing.
Just be patting him on the head and texting him instructions on the hour.
He's called James Brown because his greatest hit is Living in America, which is what anyone under 40 will be doing by the next election.
Right. Well,
that's great altogether. I'll text him that, just like I do at 6 o'clock in the morning when I tell him to get up, get on up.
Yeah, it's true. He actually does text me that every day.
Now, can someone get on to the CSO to cool the jets with their facts and figures, like?
Yeah, all that empirical evidence is going out of fashion, all right.
Contradicting our little Braga on the number of houses built last year. Come on.
And they're after announcing our trade deficit when America's gone up by another 20 billion.
How am I meant to suck up to Donald Trump? Jeez, I'll have to fill Cork with data centres, driving chapels and casinos to appease him now.
You might even have to eat a burger with him. Boss.
And a stop. You're destroying me, chakra.
Yeah, you do look very cruster.
Sorry, no. Cruster? No. I'm not cross at all. How dare you?
No, in my dictionary, cruster doesn't mean cross.
No?
It means, crusty.
Which dictionary are you using?
The O'Donnell Abou Folklore 1697.
Right, the divil can quote dictionaries for his own purpose, as well I know.
On the point of order, we have to mention our terrible gender quota problem, gentlemen.
That's not true. I've given very important cabinet posts to three women. Three of them.
Yeah, in healthcare, teaching, and the Department of Children.
When you say it out loud like that, it does sound bad.
It does.
We might as well have gotten the whole hog and appointed a female minister for white wine and handbags. Make sure you scratch that one now for the minutes. Right.
Roger.
I'm off to refresh my emails and search for the White House invite. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Imagine. Washington in the spring and not a shinner in the rose garden.
Amazing. You'll have a live streamed humiliation from Trump all to yourself.
East of Vale, Minister Somera.
What?
Stand the blackguarding now.
What did I say? Well, thank you all for being here. Let me start by saying that despite the gravity of this meeting in Paris, I've enjoyed my time on the continent. They do things better here. For example, the trains run on time and the food contains something called seasoning. We want to get closer to this whole Europe thing. Somebody should look into that.
Prime Minister, how was your meeting with President Macron this morning?
Very productive. We've much in common, primarily the fact that we're both deeply unpopular with our own people, but also that we agree to stand firm against Putin and his war on Ukraine. President Trump has no right to sideline us, his allies, in negotiations, and if you'll forgive me for swearing, he's ruddy well taking the pee.
How will number 10 provide military support for Ukraine if push comes to shove, Prime Minister?
We cannot deny the fact that shoving may occur, perhaps even pushing as well. But I am willing to put boots on the ground in Ukraine, and those boots will contain soldiers. I will not be another Neville Chamberlain. I mean, his face appears next to the word appeasement in the dictionary, and I should know. I'm halfway through, and I can't put it down.
These are scary times for people, Prime Minister. Perhaps you could say something to reassure them?
Let me be clear. Pain is inevitable.
It's not quite what I had in mind.
We must accept we're in a time of hardship. Tighten our belts, batten down the hatches. I can't think of another ominous idiom, so I shall now simply shake my head from side to side.
So you do seem incredibly glum. Should we believe the rumours of a potential IMF bailout for the country?
While the prospect of the copious amounts of bureaucratic paperwork involved in a bailout is making me literally drool, I think it's rather unlikely. The Bank of England is managing the situation and interest rates are down.
Mate, could you please give us at least one interesting soundbite? We are struggling to get clicks on politics lately, especially since the Tories left.
Yeah, that's right.
My father was a toolmaker?
Not again.
No? Bloody hell.
Prime Minister, your approval rating is now lower than Rishi Sunak's. It was really anodyne, but still managed to have at least a scandal every second week. How do you explain this?
I'm a human rights lawyer, and as such, I believe in the right to criticise, but also in my right to be incredibly dull. My only crime is that I have substituted scandal for competence. Tough on competence and tough on the causes of competence.
Basically, what you're saying is you're a lawyer, not a leader.
That is a Tory attack line. Objection, Your Honour. Sustained. The case rests. Thank you. I am leaving.
Minister!
Oh, bloody hell. That was painful, wasn't it?
Crazy. Give me another 14 years of Tory drama any day.
True. I mean, that guy just blends in with the wallpaper, doesn't he?
I'm actually still here, you know.
Blimey.
All right, I got the thing in my ear now. Hello, what mic am I speaking into here? Can a little voice in my ear say something? Yeah, okay, I hear you now. All right. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Up Front, the podcast with me, Katie Hannon. Kill the music. I meant to fade it out. Anyway, hello, welcome. This week we're talking to the Sock Dems and Labour. Yes, hello there.
Hi.
With 21 TDs between them, they should be a force to be reckoned with. Yet they seem to have about as much influence as Katy Perry in a presidential election.
Oh.
Ivana Batrick's here. How are you, Ivana? What's wrong with you? Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with us. You know, I'm really proud of our fantastic new TDs, Conor Sheehan, Owen Murphy, Rob O'Donoghue. We have a wonderful team.
Come on now. Are they the names of your TDs or are they League of Ireland players? Sounds pure cash.
No, but wasn't just magnificent to see 33,000 League of Ireland fans in the Aviva, and I just want to say, go Barbarians. Yes.
Yeah, it's Bohemians, love.
Oh. That's worse than me saying the slice of pan.
Right, Bose.
Come here. You accused the Taoiseach you could not turn up to a housing debate.
Mm-hmm.
He replied, you didn't show up to government information talks.
Nonsense.
We used to call that smack talk, but I believe millennials call it a clap back.
Well, first of all, I don't know about millennials, but I would call this outrageous whataboutery. It's an abdication of responsibility and obfuscation
of the
high school.
Okay, right. The voice in my ear says you're sounding like you're flossing with a thesaurus there.
Oh.
Let's bring in Kino Callaghan here. Blair, deputy leader of the Social Democrats.
That's right.
Are you all right, Keane? You look a bit shook there, like you're coming back from a big one in Amsterdam.
No, I can't help it. I just always look a little bit paler and clammy. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just you sound like you're about to cry. Anyway, the Social Democrats, what is the point is?
Yeah, we're giving a voice to people who've been let down by the government or on bread and butter bread and butter issues. And that is why we...
God, you're wrecked, aren't you? When is Holly coming back? She's on her baby moon for ages now. Have you seen Trump's press secretary? She only took 3 days off after giving birth. I'm just saying, like...
Well, I...
Okay, what about Owen Hayes? Your man with the shares in the Israeli company that we all became experts in for 5 minutes there?
Well, he's been suspended from the party indefinitely, but not forever.
Right, some sort of my waddy approach, is it? Punishment, but diluted down with water. Can I come in here on this point? Okay, the vice mayor says we're going to go to the break. Which camera am I looking into? Oh, yeah, right, it's a podcast. I got it. Okay, music. Okay.
It's been marvellous to get so much coverage in the newspaper, Sabina.
Most of it just right-wingers yelling in all caps.
There I was, railing against Israel, so brave. I've been screwing my courage to the sticking place.
You've been so good at doing nothing for 14 years.
What?
Why start a ruckus with a few months to go?
Some have greatness thrust upon them.
And over 300 grand a year.
Well, now, there's no
you
need.
You have other things to do.
Yes.
Like sorting out the clutter in this office.
It's a finely tuned, truly chaotic marvel that only a true intellectual would understand.
It's a mess.
Wasn't it Einstein who said, if a cluttered desk is a sign of... I have it written down here somewhere.
You where see, you've got to sort this out. We're out by October.
I have months. I mean, last year was Brat Summer. This year is a Higgins Harvest. Who could follow me anyway? No, they ought to close on Taurus after me. Finish the office of Head of State. I am irreplaceable.
In fact... There is quite the list of replacements emerging.
Frankly, my dear, I doubt it.
Fine Gael has Mairead McGuinness.
She's ex-RTE, so no poetry in her blood.
Frances Fitzgerald.
Looks too much like a schoolteacher who's come into money.
Sinn Féin has John Finucane.
More a face for murals than a state dinner.
Eamon O'Queeve.
De Valera's ghost is already here. We don't need another one.
Tommy Tiernan.
The arts does not recognise comedy as its cousin. It's far too common.
Sean Kelly.
The Kerry Blueshirt, a mumbling mini-man full of his own importance. Please, it's been done.
And now, Linda Mountain.
Well, all she's got going for her is her love of good Lord, dogs! That will actually work, Sabina. Having dogs was the sole reason people love me these past 5 years.
14!
True, but I was only counting the years I was active. Why her?
I think it's why me.
Damn! Right, that's it. I'm going out for a walk and then in for a huff.
Oh, remember I used to call you Huff Daddy.
Ugh, and Diddy went and ruined it.
We can't have anything nice anymore.
Well, except the pension.
We're back, baby. And the 34th doll was only back a wet day when a row erupted around something called the Regional Independent Technical Group. Not to be confused with the Rural Independents, the Lefty Independents, Independent Ireland, or Independent Women Part 2. All you TDs who independent, throw your hands up at me.
Now, resume your seat.
The technical group was a motley crew led by Michael Lowry and featuring bellowing sheens like Danny Healy-Ray and Matty McGrath, ex-shinner Carol Nolan, a token dub, and someone named Gillian Toole. No, me neither. The conniption started when Dunbearables tried to avail of opposition speaking time despite being in the government. Tipperary's Machiavelli Lowry was thrust into the spotlight. Who was this cunning, enigmatic kingmaker, we wondered. And then he started speaking out loud.
Well, I'm confident that I've done nothing wrong, and that stance will be vindicated in the fullness of time. Sorry, are we talking about the tribunal still or the stroke with the technical group? I do get confused. Sorry now.
They couldn't decide if they were innies or outies. Yes, that's a severance reference. So they decided to be bothies. Here's Danny Healy-Ray.
I tell you, 'twas perfectly natural for a man to want to put one cheek of me arse on the government binge and the other cheek on the opposition binge. 'Tis a class of straddling the chamber, like a lad trying to haul a heifer out of a drain.
After multiple doll suspensions and shouting matches, the proposal was shot down by Verona Murphy, the clown caller that Michael Lowry helped install. It's giving political intrigue. It's serving big backstab energy. Relegated to no man's land, what have Dunbearables been up to since?
I am thrilled to have secured 42 million euro for Tipperary Roads this year, because I am the king of the road. And this is in no way connected to any deal that may or may not have been done with Micheál. Lads, don't lend me in it.
Deputy Lowry has also been parking his weirdly cool car in the doll bike shed. Look it up. It looks like it belongs to a sexy tycoon or Batman. Not a TD who resembles the sort of owl lad who works in a men's brown clothes shop in a medium-sized town. Elsewhere, there's Barry Heenahan.
Leinster, shout to the boys at brunch up there. What's up?
He's a 26-year-old young buck from Clontarf whose political allies are all decrepit owl fellas. You know, the kids who say things like, thanks be to God, because they spend too much time with grandparents. That's Barry. Also, how is he classed as a regional TD if his region is a rugby suburb in the actual city?
Margot say, you know, Michael Larry's such a man, like, you know, man, and man, like, what a man, man.
And so there you have it. Six TDs that are neither here nor there, but still sort of everywhere. As for Gillian Toole, well, if you have any proof that she exists, send it my way. Realising I'm stuck listening to this codology for the next 5 years, I'm hoping the plot of Severance becomes real, so that this is just my innie life, whereas my outie life is on a trad music cruise ship in the Caribbean. Oh, Micheál Lehane, Leinster Hop House.